Sometimes I feel like it's best, and it's a feeling, it may not be best, it's an opinion, okay? It's not based off of anything besides me. I feel that it's right just to read the Bible at times. In a public manner. So I want to read Psalm 37 in its entirety, since that's what we studied. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed in His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the heart's desire, or the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. This is why I went back and looked at the word, because there's a lot of anger here, okay? That's why I went back and looked at that word fret. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes at him with his teeth. And the Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are upright, of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. And the Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadow, shall vanish into smoke. They shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds with him his hand, or with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging for bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore, for the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a native green tree, yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man, and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the future of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. That doesn't get you pumped up. I don't know what does. You need to check yourself. Because that's bold. That is a bold psalm right there. Okay? That talks about the destruction of the wicked. It means that vengeance will be God's, and we're going to be safe. They're going to lose, we're going to win. That should get you excited about being a Christian. should give you confidence. It's hard. It's hard sometimes. We're seeing it right now in the news. There's a lot of evil in the world, but guess what's being called out for once? Isn't that great? We were so depressed when we were just seeing the evil and how it was just progressing and how it was just keeping on going. Guess what? David saw the same thing. He said it was like a tree, but guess what? They cut it down. Okay? It went away. The evil will go away. This is a Wednesday night Bible class, service, whatever you want to call it. The elders see that it's important to have this meeting time because the world can get heavy. The evil of the world can burden us. And this is a reminder that we exist. The church exists. Our brothers and sisters exist. They're here to support us. We have the Word of God. God is supporting us. He's going to destroy all the evil. All of it. He's going to laugh about it. Do you hear him? He said when that enemy comes at you with the sword, he's going to laugh about it. Because he knows it's not going to last. He's going to destroy it. Can you imagine going after God with a knife? It's more like a splinter, a speck. It's humorous to think that evil can conquer good. That the devil can win and God will lose. It's humorous. We got to keep that in our minds. But we do know that it's only the good, the righteous, the bride of Christ that will conquer the evil. If you're not a member of the church, you won't conquer. You won't win. It takes a commitment to good, a commitment to God, a commitment to walk in that light over the darkness to have fellowship. Right? Isn't that the word that was used in 1 John to have fellowship with God? If we don't have fellowship with Him, we have disfellowship. We're an enemy. God's going to laugh at our evil deeds because He's going to destroy them. When we do evil to others, He's going to laugh about it and say, you know what? He's going to get it one day. You read the book of Revelation. All those saints were so excited to be in paradise, and yet they were still saying, when will you go after them in vengeance? Because it's His to have. It would be nice to be part of that crowd rather than the other, right? It would be nice to be part of that crowd. Safe, firm, it's great. But we know that we have to be in the church. You can't be a member of the church without obeying the gospel. You have to know what that gospel says, number one. You either read it or hear it. Okay? If you don't know what it is, Jesus came and died for our sins. He died for us that took on our sins so that we can have an opportunity to live a righteous life and not have the sins that we've already committed be held against us. Okay? Jesus did that. That's the God. He came to save. There it is. That's the good news. But just like God, how He mentioned in the Bible class, He holds out His hand, you still have to take the hand. He's not going to force you to take His hand, okay? And there's the more steps to that. Not only do you hear it, now you have to believe it, okay? You have to believe it with enough faith that it causes a stir in your belly like it did in the book of Acts to those people. They said, what do we have to do? They were upset. They're pricked in their heart. He said, repent and be baptized, Acts 2:38. Okay? Repent, change your life, be baptized, commit to the washing away of your sins. That's how you wash it away. It's in the Bible. Read it. Right? You want to know what the Bible says? Read it. Okay? After we're baptized, we just got to stay in that light. We may stumble. We may fall. But God's hand is there for us to grab a hold of. Okay? If you are a child of God and perhaps you're stumbling right now, perhaps you're having some struggles, you know you have family here. It's amazing how many times the church is referred to in a family type relationship. Brothers and sisters, okay, used all the time. If you need help, reach out. Let us know. We can't read your mind. If you have a sin that's a public sin that you have to get out in the air because everyone already knows about it, you have to let us know that you've repented of it because it's a public thing. We're told that we are to support that. Okay? We're supposed to help you with that. You know what? You may have a private sin that no one even knows about except for God. But you can go straight to Him. You can go straight to Him and He's going to help you with it. Okay? If you have any need, whether it is to join the bride of Christ, be a member of His church through obedience, or perhaps you need prayers, you need encouragement, we ask that you come forward as we stand and sing.